Bill Flores joins us from D.C. Good morning, Bill. How are you today?
Howdy, Chuck. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Well, I know that there are a whole bunch of folks who are anxious to get out of town and got campaigning that they need to be doing. So tell us what's on the agenda for this week in the House.
Well, you know, it's interesting you said that. The Senate is really antsy, and they're saying they're leaving Thursday, and they're saying, excuse me, telling the House to hurry up and send the continued resolution, the resolution to deal with the Islamic State. But here are the things that are on the agenda in the House. Today and tomorrow, we're going to vote on a resolution to try to give the president some of the authorities he asked for to deal with the Islamic State. We'll also vote on a continuing resolution to fund the government from October the 1st through sometime in mid-December. There is an interesting little provision to fix the way the administration is dealing with airline fees, to reduce airline fees that are being charged to passengers. And then we're going to have a big jobs bill and a big energy bill that all hit the floor between now and Friday.
Well, let's talk for a minute about one of the things, obviously, that the House is going to take up is funding to help out at least some factions in Syria. This is, you know, as we learn more and more about this, are you comfortable? Are you going to vote for this? And what makes you comfortable knowing that the materiel will end up in the right hands as far as you're concerned in Syria?
Well, I'm going to vote for it, but I will tell you I'm voting for it with some reservations. First of all, I think voting no is not a good option because we have a clear and present danger to the United States from the Islamic State. And so I believe that we need to be taking actions to deal with this threat. I don't think what the president has proposed is enough, but the House has drafted language to give the president some authority pursuant to what he's asked for. And then what I would like to do is have an in-depth discussion among for the Congress to determine what else do we need to do so that we can have more confidence that we can defeat the Islamic State, and not degrade and destroy, but I mean just actually destroy them. Unfortunately, I think that is going to not happen until sometime after the elections on November the 4th. But if I could, what I would do is I would have the House stay in session another week to try to figure out what the next steps are that we should aggressively use to defeat these folks.
Well, Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Well, help me through this because, you know, we were discussing earlier this morning. Obviously, this area has been in turmoil for thousands of years.
Correct.
They didn't draw the state lines that they have now, these country lines, and so who are we to go in and decide where we need to place our influence? I understand that they do create a threat and they are the home for that threat, but what in the world can we necessarily do putting people over there, men and materiel, that will make us any safer than if we don't do that?
Well, if we don't do it, there are several countries, particularly countries like Jordan and Turkey, that will become destabilized. Look, it's already a destabilized region because of the president's foreign policy. If we just let this destabilization of the Islamic State continue, we're going to have some friendly countries that are under a threat, and then we'll also have Israel under threat. And that's just something we cannot allow to happen. The Islamic State has already publicly proclaimed that they intend to put their flag of their caliphate over the capital of the United States. They represent, and they beheaded Americans, they beheaded citizens of our Western friends. And so this is, we just can't ignore this and walk away because to the extent we don't contain it and defeat it here, it'll be on our shores in no time.
I see us as being perceived as ugly Americans. I mean, you're right. Those people were beheaded, but they weren't in service to the country. They went over there voluntarily. They were there as journalists or as aid givers, and it's unfortunate, obviously, that happened. But can we be the ones who have to answer for this?
Well, let me say that we shouldn't. No person should ever be treated like that to start with. I think we all know that, and I agree. We are not the world's policemen. I think it's in our interest to try to create the broadest coalition that we can. I would, you know, if you look at the way Bush 41 dealt with the problems of an out-of-control state, well, there he got a huge coalition, and he used overwhelming force to stop it. Now, maybe he didn't go far enough once we won that conflict, and you know, I think several of us would say that. But we need, if, I think we need to work aggressively, put the coalition together, and I think we need to defeat these folks. And we need the coalition ought to include other Middle Eastern states that are going to be a threat if we don't deal with this danger to the United States.
Sure. Bill Flores joining us this morning. Okay, let's shift gears for a minute. I know that Bobby Jindal made a presentation yesterday at the Heritage Foundation about a plan that you helped formulate, and it's called America Next. Tell me a little bit about this energy-type plan.
Well, Bobby Jindal and I were visiting at the LSU A&M football game last year. Of course, the score didn't turn out the way we wanted, but the governor and I had a great discussion about what America's future looks like in terms of the potential, in terms of what would be different if we had abundant energy versus having the strategies that were designed under a scarcity type viewpoint. And so we started working collaboratively then to come up with a plan, a 21st century plan for America's energy. And we rolled that out yesterday over at the Heritage Foundation. And basically it's six principles to deal with virtually every aspect of energy, including what to do with emissions and climate and so forth. We had six principles and 42 recommendations. And I think for me, if I'm reelected in November, what I plan to do in the 114th Congress is put this into a legislative format and get on the floor of the House so that we can start talking about it with the American people.
And I guess part of it would have to do with regulations. I mean, you want to make it a little bit more streamlined, if at all possible. It would seem like we are in a stronger position than ever to become energy independent from outside sources. Is that true?
That's absolutely correct. We're the world's number one oil producer, we're the world's number one natural gas producer, and we're just beginning to get started. And we shouldn't become dependent on either of those two resources solely. We need to look at all resources, nuclear, renewables. We need to figure out how to deal with carbon emissions and climate change and things like that. And what we propose is a plan to do that.
Well, and finally, I wanted to talk to you about this. We really don't have time today, but we'll have time if you'll visit with us during the break, because there's a group called the Republican Study Committee, and you and another Aggie, Louie Gohmert, are in a four-member race to try to become the head of that. And it looks like it's a race within the party, but this sounds like kind of something I'd like to discuss with you next week if we could do that.
I'd be happy to. There are 179 members of the Republican Study Committee today. There will be 159 that are eligible to vote and the first week that we get back in November, and I'm running to win this race.
Okay, well, we'll plan to talk about that as we get into the break. You can hear Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview on our website. It'll be archived there at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Great talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
All right, as always.